Rashi back on Kuf Gimel on the base, he led us in the wrong direction. Right? He told us that the Yigzer of Halal is Atu Achila. So remember, this is violating Yigzer of Achila. And then later on, it's going to change. Whoever it was. Great. Okay. So I said it's not a problem. Rashi's job at that moment was to tell us what the Gemara was thinking. And it's very clear from the end of the Gemara that the Gemara was assuming that that was the case, and that's why the Gemara asked the question that we saw yesterday about, well, eating it isn't going to be a problem, and the Gemara comes on to being tzonin b'tzonin. So I saw the Maram, actually on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, in the Rashi, makes the following ha'ara. Maram writes, Rashi Dibra Master of Asu House Dilma Asi Limachlinu Kiadadi Dekanagi Uboli. Right, because maybe you'll come to eat them together, that they're gonna touch and they're going to absorb. Nira the Kasav Kane, Mishum Dafilu Asu Limachlinu Baadadi. Why do you write it this way? Because even if you would eat them together, Leka Isr de Araisa, there's no Isr de Araisa, Elkisha Achlan Roseyah, except if it was boiling the Bali Meadadi. The only time it's going to be a problem in terms of achila, is if the items were cooked together. And then when they're cooked together, what happens? They absorb from one another. So if the isser of bishul is cooking them together. If I then take that meat out after it was cooked in the milk and I eat it, is that the rice or the rabbanim? Yisra chila. The rice. Why? Where's the challah? It absorbed. The bishul, you did it right. I don't know about the achila. Bishul's over. I took it out. I dried it off. There's no milk remnants anywhere on it. That's the chiddush. We'll have to talk about it more as we learn more about how that halacha works with Tom Kikker and Hanan and other fascinating things. But that would be the oraisa. So says the Maram, the kach kasa. That's why he wrote the asur lahalos mishum da alma dilma asi lemechlinu baofan de kabali midadadi kigon shegalos and bilvas roseach de arma de kaman. Rashi, the Maram says, was a genius. Genius. If it's just about achila and havamina, why did Rashi write the word that maybe they're going to touch each other and absorb? Absorption hints to heat. There was some sort of visual conflict. So Rashi, he couldn't just say the visual part, because then he wouldn't be doing his job for us. Me, I'm Aretz, I don't know anything. And I would read the Gemara, and I don't know, I'm going to be all confused with the Gemara. He had to lead us originally down the path of assuming it's an Isra Achila. But he throws in a hint to what's at the end of the Gemara, which is that you can have an Achila, which is Doraisa, if they absorb from each other. So the Maharam writes, Rashi wants to make sure that you know that he was paying attention and that he's not just explaining the Havamina. Yes, he has to explain the Havamina as being Achila to get involved in the Zera issue. But at the same time, he throws in that it was Dikaboli. How are they going to be Boli? How are they going to swallow from one another? That must be the case of Ilfas Roseach. Right? Achar Shabbat Medai, if you look at Shabbat Medai, over Mishim Basar B'cholav. Okay, interesting. Hara just relates to that point from yesterday. If it wasn't true, we'd still be fine with Rashi, be able to sleep at night. So. But the Maram, and this is really why I mention it, the Maram is clearly paying attention to every word in Rashi. Every word in Rashi. And we didn't have a great shot on why Rashi said that. It's very hard to have a good shot on why Rashi said that until you get to the end of the Gemara. Until you see that it's going to get to the Blius and it's going to get to the Bishul, it's not easy to have that shot in the Gemara. That's Maharam Sahara in Rashi. Okay, that's leftover. That's why I bracketed it at the beginning of the Koros. That's a little bit of a leftover piece from yesterday. Okay. Now, let's just make sure this is clear, because it's going to be Nogaya to some stuff later on. What's the Maskana of the Gemara? Maskana of the Gemara. We've been tumulting with this Gemara for a week and a half. What is the Maskana of the Gemara? We have two opinions, Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi. Do they both, as far as we can tell, survive the Maskana? Yes. Yes. Right? We have no kasha in the end on either of them, which is going to be too strong that we are unable, that we're unable to answer. What is the Gzeira? So again, Rav Yosef holds that Oph is Doraisa. Again, not holds himself. I'm trying to make it easier. I mean, you're flipped. So Shikta's, the Tanam already arguing about it. And we're not really arguing about that. They're arguing about authorship of the Mishnah. Right? And Rav Ashi is assuming, like the opinion of Akiva, that Oph is only Dirabban. According to which opinion is there, again, forget about the new mission that you learned this morning, we'll get there in a second. According to which opinion of those two opinions is there a Gezerah of Havaah by Oph and Basar? Rav Yosef, both? Just Rav Ashi? You have three options. Or, yes, not. Four options. Who is it?
You mean by this, like, compose it? You're not allowed to do otherwise.
So both? Yeah. Anybody disagree with both?
Yeah, that's just Rav Yosef.
You want to just Rav Yosef? According to Rav Ashi, you're allowed to do Abba.
I think that's a hard question.
Oh, I don't
think
that's a hard question either. It's clear.
Yeah.
Right? The answer is, I think, unless we can prove otherwise, is that they're both trying to say that the first, between the first clause of the Mishnah, none of them are disagreeing with the second clause of the Mishnah. Right? So it must be that whichever way you hold about this, right, is Aser La'alos al HaShulchan. Right?
Is that clear?
It says there's one over there talking about Bishul Akila and Hanach.
It says
Oth Doraisa or Oth Derban is talking about Bishul Akila and Hanach.
Presumably. Good? Is that clear? Fine. Now, why are you not allowed to do Ha'alah? Why are you not allowed to put them together on the Shofar? What are we? Yeah.
According to Rav Yosef, it's because you're going to end up putting in the fire together.
Okay. So according to Rav Yosef, who called Bishop?
Yeah.
Is that fair? Yeah. Okay.
According to Rav Ashi, it's because you might have also called being together.
According to Rav Ashi, it says that Oph is the Rabbanan, you're going to come to eat it together.
Basa B'chala.
You're going to eat Basa B'chala together.
Which is the rice cup, according to him, not his only bowl.
But how are you eating? They both hold that, that Basa B'chala is the rice cup.
Right. But the Bishul from Biosik includes Oph as being the rice cup.
Right.
And Rashi would not say that Bishul is rice
cup. Right. But what would Rashi say? What would Rashi say about eating cold meat and cheese together?
It's another Abbasin Dravana.
Dravana. Everybody agrees to that. So, according to Rav Ashi, what's the Gzera?
It's also Bishul.
But not same Kasha, right? The same Kasha that the Gemara asks. About so, what are you trying to protect? Right? According to Rav Yosef, if you are worried about Gzera L'Gzera, what are you trying to protect? Eating them together when on the same table is only going to be Derabanan. The answer to that is still going to be Bishul. So according to Rav Ashi also, eating it together is going to be Bishul. So even if you want to say that we're willing to be gozer not to put Oph on the table together with cheese, lest you come to put basar and cheese on the table together, and you'll come to eat them together.
It means cook.
It should mean to cook. It should mean to cook. Okay. So the Ora, according to both of them, Vishal is really what we are concerned. Vishal is really what we are concerned about.
Yeah. Even though in the Gemara we left Rabbi's opinion being about the same thing that Rabbi has on.
Well, can we ask the same questions? Can we ask this again? Nobody that said, and this is a little bit of an important distinction. Nobody that said, I point out that was a caution of Yosef, said that it's not problematic for Rashi. The point was that it's not a caution, it's not an attack on Abai's opinion. Abai's opinion stands in terms of his distinction. In terms of his distinction, but the same caution should be true according to both. That looks aura is what emerges from the Gemara. Good.
You now have the question of. That's even more step removed. No?
He's going to say that, that's what it means. You put them on the table together.
I was saying right before the way we looked at it was like, don't
the same thing.
Put it on the table because it's good, you're going to come to a bus with a table and eat it.
Right.
Now it's like you're going to have a bus with a club on the same table, you're going to eat it, but dafka is going to be cooked also.
No. Now eating gets replaced. You X out eating and you include. Bishul, the same way you're doing that according
or
to...
Or Bishul comes before the eating.
Right.
So you know it's another step.
It's not another step. We're not concerned about the Nefilah step.
Oh, you're not...
Right.
Maybe it's not included in that.
Correct. You're going to change... In the language that we've been talking about until now, you're going to change the center of the bullseye from being the Issa D'Araisa of Achila to the Issa D'Araisa of Bishul. Now, the Ora... is what emerges, because if that's not what emerges, then you're right, then you're going to be adding an extra step. And it seems a little bit strange, why would that be acceptable according to Rashi, not according to Yosef? Yes?
For Rashi, Oscar Wallace, chicken, because you might end up cooking meat.
Yeah, correct. Correct. You're going to get mixed up, you put them on the table together, you're going to end up cooking them together. That Lech Ora is the Mastan Lech Ora. Because they're trying to explain the Mishnah. Again, they don't really have their own. They don't have their own opinions on the.
It's based on me and them, or based on.
We're not talking about my sister. I mean, the Mishnah of the Gemara.
I'm saying like the way that they would go about figuring it out.
That's a good question. That's part of the equation. It's part of the equation, but obviously, if there are opinions in the Tanoim that reflect on it, we're gonna have to figure out those first. Okay. El Ora is what we are up to, and we get up to the Mishnah. Now says the Mishnah. Ha'oif oyle imagvina al hashulchan ve'inyonecha de Rebbe Shammai. Well, this sounds familiar. Right? Ha'oif oyle imagvina al hashulchan. The oif, chicken, is allowed to go up on the table together with cheese on the table, right? But you can't eat it together. Divrei Beis Shammai. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Ubeis Hillel omrim lo ola v'lo ne'achol. And Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat chicken and cheese together, nor are you allowed to put them on the table together. Yes?
I've heard it for a word of like, you can put it up, or if it's on. You can.
Sounds like you can. Of Ola, you are allowed to. You ask Beis Shammai, you call Rabbi Beis Shammai and say, am I allowed to put my chicken together on the table with my milk, my cheese, I'm sorry. He's going to say, no problem. Am I allowed to eat them together? No. No, that was the Isser Derabbanan. That was the Isser Derabbanan. So, basically... what emerges so far on this Mishnah is we have a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai about din number two of Mishnah number one. Right, so Mishnah number two, part one, is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Mishnah number one, part two. Got it? Clear? Okay. Is it strange? I don't know. Maybe it's strange, maybe it's not strange. It's a little surprising, usually when we're done with one Mishnah, we assume that we're moving on, but we'll see more about that momentarily.
I don't know that they're referring to that. It's not like a separate point, specifically about chicken.
Because the first one included chicken. How much difference is? You could make, there could be a difference if you can explain what the difference is, but what difference would there be?
We knew for a fact that the first one included
Yeah,
both Rabbi Yosef and Ravashi agree to that. Everybody agreed to that. The question was, is it going to include something which is not on Daraisa level? It can be according to Rabbi Akiva. The Metzias, right?
Make sure this is clear. The Metzias of the first, of the second case of the first Mishnah, everybody agreed was that it's usher for chicken as well. The question was, how can that be? Rabbi Yosef said it can only be if you hold it open to Daraisa. And Ravashi said it can also be if you hold it open to Darabana.
Right, okay.
But the Metzias of the Din was that everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. Okay. So it's a little surprising, but that's point number one in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosi says, Zumi kule beshamay mirichume beis Hillel. This is an example of beshamay being mikul and beis Hillel being machmir. Usually, it's the other way around. Beshamay is usually the machmirim. Beis Hillel are the mikulim. Here is an example of the opposite. Okay. Thank you very much, Rabbi Yosi. What's Rabbi Yosi teaching us?
I mean, we just looked at the Mishnah and we saw that. Right? Did anybody, when they saw the Mishnah, think that Beis Hillel was being more Mekel than Mishnah? Presumably not. Right?
Oh. So the Gemara is going to address that shortly. So the Gemara is going to address, seems to be that it's a reputation. What exactly is Rabbi Yosi talking about? The Gemara is going to talk about all that shortly.
But then the Mishnah has another halacha.
Oh, that's not part of Rabbi Yosi's statement?
Does not seem to be part of Rabbi Yosi's statement. Then the Mishnah says, Be'ezu shulchan amru. We've been talking about this din, about the oath being olah al shulchan. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are arguing about it. The first Mishnah is saying that it is usher to do. Like Beis Hillel. Not so surprising. What shulchan is that talking about? B'shulchan she'ochel alav. Avo b'shulchan she'soder alav es atavshil. But on a table which you prepare the food in advance of it going out, no sein zeh b'tzad zeh. If you're in a choshes, you can put this one next to that one. And there is no concern. So the seifa of this Mishnah has now defined to us what is the scope of the Isser of Halacha. The Isser of Halacha, the Shulchan only applies on a table on which you are eating. If it's not a table you are eating, but it is the food prep table, as we would call it, affectionately known to some as the island, right? So on the island, you're doing your food preparation over there, then, or the counter, that would not be the Isser of Halacha. What is that distinction? What is that distinction? Again, right, what would I have thought? What would I have thought on my own? What I would have thought...
Either way.
Well, maybe either way, but if anything, I would have said that at the time when we were thinking that the Gezerah is Atu Achila, right? Now, so which one's probably worse? The Achila table. Once I shift, and I tell you that the concern is a concern of Bishul, so which one I think is worse? The preparation table. But what's the reality? Now that we have revealed that it's Xerah to Bishul, now suddenly the mission didn't include mission number one. But in Mishnah number two, after we dealt with this whole Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel thing, now the Mishnah makes up and says, it's only a problem on the shulchan on which you're eating. Or where you're doing the food prep, it is not a problem. Pella, what is that distinction? It seems very, very surprising. If anything, I probably would have said the opposite. Or at least said that they're the same. That it's about throwing it into the hot pot. So there are pots in the kitchen when you're preparing. There are pots in the, maybe on a table if you're bringing out hot things in a pre-rishon. And you should be concerned in both scenarios. What is the Mishnah teaching us? I'll just bother everybody here, I hope. Maybe, possibly.
I wish I thought of that.
That's the issue. Yeah.
This is because Rashi says Dilma Asi Lame. I can't pronounce that.
Lame.
Yeah. Is that he's hinting to us that it's only a place where you eat, meaning it must have been a table that you're eating on.
Yeah. Well, it could be, but it doesn't explain anything.
No, but I'm saying it's
well, we thought that was what Shoran was eating.
It meaning Rashi was sort of alluding to what that was.
Okay. Maybe.
Like,
well, he was assuming at that point it was a chila.
Well, he would be.
But he was telling us that it was Avila
at that point. No, they're just saying Bishul later on in the same Rashi. I was saying maybe that's also hinting that that's the table we're talking.
That makes you happy. Well, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? So where's the first place that we look and we don't know pshat?
Rashi.
So what does Rashi say?
You also Rashi. Zot Rashi. First Rashi. Ve'enu nechal. Imagvino. Okay. Not 100% sure what he's adding to that, but I don't know what else it could have meant, but he makes sure that we're not going to get confused. When we say at the beginning of the Mishnah, Ha'of Ola Magvina, the Beishamai says that it is, that you're not allowed, I'm sorry, Beisilo says you're not allowed, Beishamai says you're not allowed to eat it, that means with the cheese. Okay, good. I guess maybe he would have thought, maybe that's, maybe the Havim, is that?
No, it's like you can't, like maybe you think like, okay, what's on the table, I can maybe eat my chicken without, like just the chicken. Like,
you know,
like, maybe I
should
eat it at all, just chicken.
But then that's the gzeir of halal. I mean, you're allowed to put it there, but you're not allowed to eat it while it's there? Maybe. Maybe. Okay, not sure. Again, is that a problem in terms of that anything he's saying is not accurate, but it seems difficult. So let's leave that till we see it in the Gemara. He's revealing to us, again, because we're looking at the Mishnah and saying, we learned this all already. So the Gemara will ask that. What's the next Rashi? What's the next Rashi? B'shulchan she'ochalav. Now Rashi's explaining the distinction, right? When was the Yisur of Allah said? Only on the table on which you eat. On the table which you sow there, Allah, you prepare. It's not said why. B'shulchan she'ochalav. De'aydi de'mimash m'shibay yada osi la'atnuche ze'agabe ze'. What does that mean? Yeah.
Saying since you, when the person eats, you're kind of just like using your hands and whatever's in front of you to eat.
Yeah.
You're more likely to have to put the bottom top together. As opposed to when you're working with like, now with like kitchen, whatever, people are very careful about when they're cooking something, like exactly what to put in. But when you're eating at the table, like things are just in front of you, you may very easily come to like, just put them together and eat it.
Are we concerned with putting it on the table that you're going to eat them together? Because that would be too far-fetched, and that would be us protecting an Isser Derabbanan. I'm concerned that the Isser of Allah...
Meaning, we have a separate thing, right? You're not allowed to eat chicken and meat together. Sorry, chicken and meat together.
Right?
We're not going to say like the reason for the Takana.
What is Rashi trying to explain in this Rashi? Yes.
Why we're making a difference between a regular kitchen table that we eat.
In terms of what? And when it's prepared, in terms of whether you're allowed to put them on the table together. In terms of halal. Right? You're not allowed to actually eat them together anyway. But you're allowed to put them on the table together if it's a prep table. You're not allowed to put them together on the table if it is a eating table. Now, again, what's the reason for the gezeira of halal?
Make them to cook it.
So what Rashi is telling us here
should be an explanation of why when it comes to a worry that you may come to cook it, you're more concerned that he'll lay it beat up.
On the kitchen.
Right. Now I'll explain for yourself. No, because I'm not trying to be difficult. I agree with you. I would have said everything that Rashi had said if it was a concern about achila. That's what you all said from the beginning. If the gezeira was about achila, I think everybody in the room was comfortable saying that there's a distinction between the eating table and the prep table, and that the eating table should be more chomer. Because any good prepping person will not eat from the food and return to a separate 100%. But the eating table is complete after. Everybody eats whatever's on the table. Yeah.
So maybe the same is because when you go to the eating table, in terms of like, I don't know, when you bring out hot food, you're thing of cheese over there, you just think it's cold cheese and it's fine. If it's cold cheese, you just put it on top. There's no way to cook into it and enjoy the flavors like I said before.
So you're saying two different things. I'm not sure which one you mean. I'm not sure which one you mean.
Again, the ultimate concern is a bishul concern, right?
What's the bishul of bishul?
Cooking. The concern is cooking. I think what you are alluding to is what, and again, maybe is what Rashi means. What are we concerned about? Are we concerned that you're going to have a pot sitting there, and there's going to be this pot of water? There's going to be, you have a little burner on your, or a kibishon sitting on your dining room table, and as you're eating, you're going to take a piece of meat or chicken and chuck it in the pot. And then a few minutes later, you want to cook your cheese, and you forgot that you put the meat in the pot, and now you're going to chuck the cheese in the pot. Is that really what we're concerned about?
So I think what Rashi is trying to say is no. You have to keep this in mind. We don't make gezeros derabanan for Rishon.
Right? The gezeros derabanan is not to prevent somebody who wants to be over Isser from being over the Isser, because then they'll just be over the derabanan also. We want to make sure people don't make mistakes. We don't want, if it can accidentally happen too easily, then we want to be extra careful.
So maybe what Rashi's saying here, what you're saying, I think, is that when it's on the table where you're doing the eating, and then it's normal to not be careful about things touching each other. Why does he say that one's going to go on top of the other? I think maybe what he's saying, I think is what you were trying to say, is that once they're on top of each other, and then you pick up whatever that food is to put in the kibishon, it's going to include that mixture now of basar and challah, and you're going to end up cooking basar and challah. Meaning, we're not concerned that you're necessarily going to take a piece of chicken or meat and throw it in, and then you're going to take some cheese and throw it in. We're concerned that as your hands are going all over the table doing your thing, there's going to end up being a mixture on the table of meat and cheese, and then you'll take from that mixture, which now includes both, and in one fell swoop, say, you know what, this would probably be much better if I cooked it for a little bit. You're going to throw it into the pot. And you'll end up in that way violating the Yisr Mishnah. And that, your distinction will then be true. But the place where you prep, you want your food to come out good, you're very careful what ingredients go with which. Again, if it was a concern about throwing things in because the pot is nearby, so you're right. Where is the pot nearby? More probably in the kitchen, near the island, near the counter. That wasn't what the concern is. Maybe that's what Rashi's saying. That wasn't what the concern is. The concern is that as you're moving around, you're going to mix the foods together that are on the table. Because I needed a mashmasheba, you're touching this one, you're touching this one, and it ends up with some sort of mixture. And then I think Rashi is meduktuk. Rashi says, right? And you're going to last two days, so you're going to put one on top of the other. Who cares if you put one on top of the other? If you put one on top of the other, and then you take from that sandwich of sorts of the two together, and you eat that up in the klibishon, and you violate the aserubishon. And that distinction is worse on the eating table where things tend to mix together than on the prep table where the, you know, 5-star Michelin chef tries to keep everything separate. Yeah?
So, is the only way to put something inside the Michelin?
Yes. There's another point that we try to make that I think is a huge chiddush. I think it's wrong. I'll tell it to you soon. It's very exciting, and it teaches an important halacha, but I think it's wrong. But I'll share it with you shortly.
Yes, sir. Can we say that Beit Shammai holds that we're making the air for eating?
You'd have to explain it. I mean, Beit Shammai doesn't even believe in the Zayra of halacha. So you mean Beit Shammai?
No, Beit Shammai. He says
that you're laughing on the table together.
Yeah, but they said in on alcohol, and then Rashi says in green, so maybe he would think that you're not allowed to eat them. Once you put them on the table, you're not allowed to eat either of them, but you might not eat them together. And that's how Rashi says in green, if you can't eat them.
Maybe, but Rashi's explaining the halal. The last part is explaining the halal. We're distinguishing between on the table by
by which type of table it is.
Okay, the first Rashi, when the first table of Mishnah that says Beit Shammah should be lined up on the same table,
right?
But you can't eat them. So maybe Rashi says that you can't eat them because you put them to. You can't once they're on the table, you can't eat them bichlal because then you might not eat them together.
I understand that, but Rashi at the but Rashi the when the Mishnah draws the distinction, it seems to be right. Be'ezer Shulchan Amru. Pashta, that's talking about the Shulchan Amru, Asr Lahalas Ava Shulchan. Right? Because Beit Shammai didn't mention any Shulchan. So even if I say that the Pshat, it's a little bit hard to say that that's. So Beit Shammai says you're allowed to put Ofa and Gvina on the same table. Stop. Which table, now if that becomes the same, but which table are you allowed to put them on the Shulchan She'ochel alav? Now, but with Shulchan She'soder alav, you're not allowed. You're also allowed to? How do you read the Sefer then?
I don't think that reads clearly. Is this our definite answer? I don't know what definite answer means.
I mean, does this have to be Pshat or Rashi? No. Do we have to say something for Rashi? You have to say something for Rashi. Because again, Rashi's trying to explain a distinction. As of the moment, I think there's one other option in Rashi, and then another option not in Rashi.
My problem is because it specifies the two tables, I think separate, distinguish from one another.
Yeah.
It just seems that the stuff on the Shulchan Achila would already be ready to go, already cooked or whatever needs to be done. It's ready to be eaten. Then no one's going to go from there back to the pot.
Depends. Depends. You have certain things. That's a good question. If you take things that are already cooked and you re-cook it, how does that affect the challah? We'll have to get to that queen other at some point, not anytime in the near future. The second point is that it's not necessarily the case. I mean, you have things that are partially cooked or. Again, also, it doesn't have to be. It could be the Ola al Shulchan could be a case of a chicken soup. Right, you have a boiling hot chicken soup on the table, and it's clearly shown. And then you put cheese, and you're like, melted cheese and chicken soup. That sounds.
Maybe this one is different because it's one. I can think about how all the things all in your chicken soup.
I think it's an example. If you don't like the other examples, that's an example that maybe it's easier to swallow.
I just don't get that. I'm going to ask. Can you find your process again, please?
I think I don't know. I'm not positive what Rashi's saying. What stands out about Rashi is Rashi is trying to say, this is what I'm trying to say. Rashi is trying to distinguish.
Can you translate the word Rashi?
Can I give credit to Rashi?
Can you translate the word Rashi better? Like,
I can translate them, but I don't know if it can help you understand them. I'll translate them first. The word said, the table on which you eat, the ID, because you are, the mamash v'shebe, touching it, yoda, his hands, asa, you will come, la'atnuche, probably comes from the language of hanaka, of putting something, just on top of the other. That's what the words mean. But again, now just structurally, just think for a second, hands down, because hands and brains don't go together well, so it's hard for the brain to work while the hands is up. The Rashi is trying to explain why it is that there's more of a reason to say that halacha al hashulchan is aser on the table on which you eat versus the prep table. Point number one. Point number two, as you all told me, the previous Gemara established that the concern of putting it on the same table is that you'll come to cook them together and violate the iser de oraisa. Before the Mishnah comes along, we probably would have said the opposite. In the kitchen where you're prepping is more likely to cook. The Mishnah says not that way, which forces Rashi to give a pshat. So Rashi tells us that what is the pshat? on the eating table, you have, you have your
table, beautiful table.
And on your beautiful table, you have some meatballs, and you have some like a shredded mozzarella. You have some shredded mozzarella. They're allowed to be on the same, or if they were on the same, they're allowed to be on the same table. They're not Torah, right? Torah does not say anywhere that you cannot have on the same table, not touching each other, shredded cheese and meatballs.
Same plate also.
Fair. Same everything. If you're not touching each other.
There's no plate.
Well, there's no plate. Not touching each other. There were times that they used plates. There are times that they definitely used plates. They might use bowls, not plates. But there were times that they used kelim for sure. There was one actually in the Daf Yomi this morning. But when we get to the Sevis pieces, we'll deal with it. Says the Gemara. What are we concerned about? What are we concerned about? Are we concerned that over here you have a pot? And we are concerned that, you know what, you're going to sit there saying, like, listen, I want to warm up my meatballs, so I'm going to throw my meatballs into the Kli Rishon. Put your hot pot to the table, because that's the Gzeir. The Gzeir is you're going to put it into a Kli Rishon. The Kli Rishon has to, I'm just Metzias. If the Gzeira is that I'm concerned you're going to cook meat and meat milk together, or chicken and milk together, in a Kli Rishon, then the Kli Rishon has to be on the table. Okay, so it's fine, it maintains the status of a Kli Rishon even when it's off the fire. So now it's sitting there on the table. So if the concern was that I'm going to say, like, you know what, I'm going to throw some meatballs in the pot. And then a few minutes later, I'm going to forget those meatballs in the pot, I'm going to throw some cheese in the pot. Now, boom, I just cooked Basar and Bacal. If that was the concern, that I'm just going to chuck different things in the pot at different times, then I think everybody would agree with us that you should be more concerned on the island, because that's where the cooking is happening, and less concerned on the table. I think what Rashi is saying is that that's not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is that as I'm moving things around, and you're asking me to pass the meatballs, and you're asking me to pass the cheese, which is fine. You're having milk over there, you're having flashics over there, but in the meantime, a little bit of cheese kind of gets into the meatballs, and a little bit of the meatballs gets into the cheese, and now I want to take some, you know, now they get kind of all mixed up here in the middle, and now I want to put a meatball in the pot, and I'm not thinking anymore, and I'm not thinking, well, maybe the bus of bechol, I'm going to take this and throw that in the pot, and I will end up cooking bus of bechol, because they get mixed together on the table. Masha'inkin, in the kitchen where the cooking is happening, and I'm very machmed to keep everything separate, this won't happen. Because the food, again, you have to remember, everything we're concerned about is things happening unintentionally. Unintentionally, but there's a good chance that it will happen. The Rasha who wants to cook basar b'chala will just pick them up and put them in the fire and take it over the pot, over the fire, and turn on the heat, and right? And he's ready to do it. That's not the person that the Rabbanim are worried about. That guy's got bigger problems. But that guy's not the Rabbanim's problem. That, I think, is what Rashi's saying. You're going to let your hands are touching. You're going to end up putting one zeh agabi zeh. And then, because it's not that, that's on the table, you're going to put it into your ilfus and you violate it. And that is something to be more concerned about on the eating table than the cooking table. Yeah.
So earlier we said that, like when we were talking about tiger example, it seems pretty obvious that they're like you can say that there's derivatives and they're all like, it's like many derivatives, they're all focused on that one derivative, right? But here, like, it seems very difficult to say the same thing. Say that.
In what sense?
I mean, at least if you're like worried about a kilo, then you're like, I don't know, you're grabbing stuff, whatever, and like now your hands are dirty, and that's what you're eating with. But here you're like have to do the extra step of moving.
I mean, how did you understand the Gemara before I said this? The end of the previous Gemara, where the Gemara said that we're concerned about throwing them into the pot.
I mean,
they're also here throwing them into the pot.
I also have an issue with that. I feel like this is also like,
again, maybe we don't understand the mitzvahs of their tables as well, and we can't relate to it as much, but. Again, it also could be, I'm not limiting to it, but maybe it's easier to understand, is that the pot might have milk in it. and the part might have, you know, there.
Like residue, and then just like,
oh, so that's, I don't have any residue because then it's a little bit more far fetched. But again, this is what Rashi seems to be saying. I have a different shot as well if we get to have time for it today, and I think there's a different shot overall that maybe makes it even easier than Rashi. But I don't have a better way of understanding Rashi than what I'm saying now. Is that?
Not even, you know, like, you know, I'm not sure you're gonna answer like whatever long, but like, isn't it saying like 100 or something? Like, doesn't count.
Yeah, it's bittul. This is not going to be a case of bittul.
Isn't it like?
I said a little bit, so it's a little bit, but enough that it's not going to be bittul.
Yeah, annoying question.
No, it's not annoying, but I can get around that. I can get around that problem. Yeah.
What about a case of just there's hot, like hot salami on the table,
mm-hmm.
and you have like. Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You just put them together. One's hot,
one's
cold. Is that what's
in the bowl? Is it in a
bowl? It's in
the
bowl.
Did it cook in the bowl?
No, you just put it on the table.
So it's not a kibbutz. The previous Gemara said that would not be a problem with the rice.
I'm just trying to see if there's another way.
So there is something. There is something along the lines they're saying, but it's a massive finish. I'll explain it in a minute if I can have time. But we'll see. Yeah.
Why can't Rafi say shot that was still going to heal and not fishel, but then the glass tomorrow?
Yeah. Because if you eat it together, that fishel is only derabanan. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the whole reason that Rafi say what he's saying, and that the reason that it's specifically Asar and Lashon that he's eating on, is because when he's making the food, you're able to make sure that the.
It seems to be.
So, but. And then as soon as you eat all that,
as soon as on the table, it's like in the calf. Like you're sitting with your friends in the calf, and everybody's eating your.
That's not what we're worried about. We're worried about having it back in the pot.
Right. So the added factor is that once it gets mixed together on the table, you're going to take something from the table and put it into the pot. And that already has mixed.
I feel like the original logic of the original start coming from the idea that you don't want to contaminate the pot of food that is cooking would be the reasoning why you're not allowed to put it on the shelf where you're preparing the food. So I would have
But that's not true. I would have thought that until the Mishnah said not that way. Right? Once the Mishnah tells us that it does not apply to the table where you're doing the prep, we have to change our perspective of the reason.
It doesn't apply to the official where you're doing the prep, maybe because of the fact that since we are supposed to be more careful because you don't want to mess up the pot where you're cooking.
Okay.
You don't want to mess up the food that's being served.
Masha inking.
So why would you that as far as the reason that we're okay with it is because we're supposed to be careful because they don't want to mess up the pot where the food is, like the main, you know, where all the food is, they don't want to mess that up. So why would that apply on the Shulchan Shulchan?
Yeah, just forget it. Is that compelling?
No,
I understand what you're saying. It has to be a Kirisha. No, he's saying maybe just say simpler. Tani's saying maybe just say simpler. In the kitchen, the person's paying more attention, so he's going to be careful not to mix the things together, and therefore, we don't have to worry. On the table, the guy's not going to be less careful, but it's still about throwing it into the pot. Maybe. That's
the same thing you said.
Again, Rashi adds in a step. I think Rashi added in a step because he's saying that normal cooking doesn't take place on the table. But there is potentially another shot. I don't think it's correct in Rashi, but it reflects an interesting halakha, so I'll throw it out for a second. It relates to what Simosha was trying to suggest beforehand. What did we say? What's the reason that a cliche is not mevasha?
Well,
not the official because the walls aren't hot.
Walls aren't hot.
Where is it true that the walls, being hot or not being hot, have a connection to the food is only by a liquid? Right? A liquid is cooking and touching the walls of the pot, and the Zephanos Amrakaros. If you have a solid cooking, the solid does not touch the walls of the pot. It touches a wall of the pot, but it doesn't touch the walls of the pot. A solid in halacha is referred to as a davar gush. Davar gush, not somebody who was in the gush, but a davar gush. Something solid. There is a maharshal. The Maharshal says that when you have a davar gush, he's talking about the Shabbos, when you have a davar gush, it maintains its status of a kli rishon as long as it is hot. What's the svara?
Because the Fanos Mekaros means nothing. If you take it out of this pot and put it into this pot, what's the difference? It's not touching the walls. So, not the Derech. Who cares? The Derech is when the walls interact with the item. That's not true when it comes to a Davar Gush. That's the Chumrah that some people have with keeping things very separate on their Shabbos plate, making sure the salad, which is raw, doesn't touch the hot potato. So we'll come up with a Rishon. You get the scope of where you should be machmir and not. We can talk about it a different time. Oh, is it possible that that's what Rashi is saying? That Rashi is saying, what happened on the Shulchan when you're doing the prep? You gotta be careful what gets into the pot. What's our concern? Our concern always on the eating table is you're going to eat things together. So take Simosha's example, stick it into Rashi now. What's Rashi saying? But on the table which you're eating, your hands are moving around and you're gonna take a little bit of the cheese and put the cheese on top of the hot salami, which is still has the status of a Kli Rishon. And then you have Bishul D'oraisa on the salami. Now, why do I not think that that's the pshat? It's a cute pshat, and it brings up the Davar Gush.
Everything I say cute.
I didn't say it's cute. I'm saying what I'm saying is cute. You didn't say anything about the Davar Gush. What? Why is it the pasha that it's not the pshat? Hey, the pasha says that it's not the pshat. Because it don't seem to be explicitly any Rishonim that say it anywhere else. So to say that, because of the Diyuk and Rashi, we're going to assume that Rashi is learning like the later Marashal, is a bit weak. But second of all, what's the more obvious reason why this isn't the good shot?
It's not automatic.
No. Shouldn't the Gemara have answered this at the end of the previous thing? Instead of saying, oh, well, it's a cliche, it's a Kli Rishon. I got a good answer for you. It's a Davar Gush. Meaning, we want to say this pshat because it's dachuk to say anything else. Well, that's... First thing to understand, the answer the Gemara did give. The answer the Gemara did give is that we're concerned about it going into an ilpus. An ilpus is a pot. So we're talking about it being put into a Kli Rishon. So to say, well, that pshat is bad. So Rashi gives us a better pshat, which he's hinting to. It's a little bit... Again, it's exactly.
But what is the salami in on the table? It's in the bowl. Which is a Kli.
But it has to be the Kli of the Rishon, not the salami.
But you said that for a
dough. Listen, and you can say whatever you want. If you're excited about it, great. It's very hard to... I put it in my notes, in brackets. It literally says in my notes, could Rashi be implying the Chumrah of Davar Gush? Exclamation point, question mark. The answer is no. It's very hard to believe. Again, if somebody says it, I'll be thrilled. I would never on my own claim that for Shad Rashi. It's too much. It works out beautifully. It's not the Pashtas and Rashi. Ladina. Because the halacha, we say it as the Shita that we're mocking before. If it becomes Shita's Rashi, it changes the whole ballgame. Yeah.
So we said that you can't assume that Rashi is talking about this Rashi anymore from the answer we gave to Gemara.
Right.
But why can't you say that it's Kali Abishal that...
Kali Abishal also a Chumra. We don't know anything about Kali Abishal. Kali Abishal is just like...
Kali Abishal featuring Yuvashel.
And that's very good. But Kali Abishal, if you assume Medina to Gemara, includes two items. And neither of them are... And the opposite. Meat, we assume, is not Kali Abishal. That's explicitly not Kali Abishal. So again, can throw in everything that we know from Hilchot Shabbos, I don't think is a solution. Just one last point before we have to stop. There is one other shot that you can see. Not in Rashi, but in the Gemara, that Lechora would be a good pshat. I'm sure you all noticed when you were learning the Ritva the other day. The Ritva explained the Gezeira of Shemi Yale Be'ofas Roseach in an interesting way. And you might have been looking at it saying, I'm really not sure what he's getting at. It was Amar Le'abaye Gezeira Shemi Yale Be'ofas Roseach. That was the Gemara we saw before him, saying that the Gezeira is, maybe you're going to come and put it into the boiling hot pot. So we were assuming, as we were trying to say earlier, well, you have the pot, it came off the fire, you're stuck on the table, you're chucking your meat. Says the Ritva, V'yavo chaveiro v'yitbo sham shelo. The ikubisho asim in a Torah. You know what the problem is? On the eating table, maybe you're going to have a hot bowl of soup in a Kli Rishon, or chalumt in a Kli Rishon.
And your friend's going to come and take his cheese stick and dip it in. He's not thinking, well, what's yours, what's mine, pleishiks, milchiks. And you're going to come to have bishul. You're going to come to have bishul. That's the concern. And that is consistent with what we were concerned the whole time, that everything on the table ends up getting eaten together. You want to take the other case in honor of you? Or he brings the fondue. Have it in a klirisha, and you have your cheese that's boiling there. It has to be that time off. And you come and you take salami and you stick it inside until it gets to the right temperature. You may end up with iser bishul. That's why the Ritva learned that pshat.
You're saying that you can't do halal because you might do that. That seems like a little like automatic controls that thing, you know.
You can't do halal because they were concerned that since people eat things on the table together, and people all the time bring hot food to the table that's either milchiks or fleishiks, and the other people are, coming in and dipping inside your food, and everybody's sharing, and everybody gets along, and they didn't invent germies yet. Everybody's on the same page. That's going to be a potential official. Why is that less far-fetched than the people just eating the I'm eating my hamburger, I'm going to grab a piece of your pizza. It's the same sorrow. You're sitting and you're eating together. Chazal just realized that sometimes it's going to be hot. Sometimes it is going to be hot. And then it's going to come to an issur d'oraisa. Let's keep them separate. Let's just keep them separate. If you understand that way, and it makes a ton of sense why it's only that there's va, then it's only going to be something which applies on the eating table. On the prep table, of course everything is going to be separate. Of course you're going to be careful when you're being a vasha, and there's nothing to be concerned. Now, I'm not claiming this is Shita's Rashi. I don't know why. I'm not sure maybe what Zach is saying. It seems a little too far-fetched. Maybe that's why Rashi didn't like it. I think the Ritva would say the same thing to Rashi. Your example seems a little far-fetched. But maybe they're both starting it. But this shot in the Ritva, that as you're learning the previous thing, you're trying to figure out what pushed the Ritva to learn this way instead of what we were thinking, the shot is just throwing it into a pot. Now it makes a lot of sense, because his pshat is consistent with the chiluk that the Gemara is now making, the Mishnah is now making, between the shulchan that you're eating on and the shulchan that you are prepping on. So again, that's three approaches, two that I think are right and one that I think is wrong, but interesting nonetheless, in terms of two within Rashi and one of the Ritva, that at least begin to explain what is this distinction. Because when you're looking at the Mishnah, you guys must have been pounding your heads for 45 minutes during morning Seder trying to figure out, what is this distinction? It doesn't make sense. Why should it be that we are more machmir on the eating table than the cooking table if the Zera is all about cooking? So according to this, again, three mahakim, then we'll stop for mincha. The first shot, again, in Rashi, is that the things mix together. Once the things are mixed together, you're going to come to take now that what's been mixed together and throw it into the klirishon, like whatever the Gemara was concerned about beforehand. The second shot in Rashi that I think is not correct, but it's still fascinating, about the chumra of Dabar Gush, and that Dabar Gush maintains its klirishon status even afterwards, and then you can actually have a new form of bishul when you put the foods together. Again, I wish somebody would say it. I'm very, very excited. But until somebody else says it, I'm not willing to go out there and claim that's Rashi's opinion. It would be a major chumrah of the Shabbos in other areas. And then the third opinion, not like Rashi, is like the Ritva. The whole zero the whole time was about dipping into somebody else's Kli Rishon. And then you're going to end up being Mavasha, not just eating the Dirabana. If that was your concern all along, the chiluk is beautiful. And that's probably why the Ritva even learned it made Kara. Because it's all about mixing together on the eating table, not what's going on the prep table. There, everybody agrees, people keep things separate.